Rejoice, people of God, praise the Lord. Let us keep the feast in honour of all God's saints, in whose victory the angels rejoice and glorify the Son of God. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship in church from St Mary's on All Saints' Day. We begin our worship with the first hymn, For All the Saints Who From Their Labours Rest. Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil distortions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for all his children. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray that we may be strengthened by our communion with all the saints. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship, in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. A little while ago, I came across a photograph in my drawer. It's a member of my family, I'm not going to embarrass them by saying which one, who is drawing a picture. They are looking at the camera with a smile, yes, but also a look of surprise, because I think when you look more closely, it's clear that they are engrossed in what they are doing. There are lines everywhere, and the picture is spread over several pages. It looks to me as though it's a work of the imagination, as with pencil in hand, what was pictured in the mind was put down on paper. Playing imaginary games is part of childhood. But what happens to our imagination as we get older? Do we think we should put an end to childish ways, as St. Paul famously put it? Well, yes, of course, some certainly. But what of our imagination? Hopefully, we learn to use it in a fuller and richer way. In the life of St. Mary's over the last few months, we have called on our imagination as we've had to find new ways of being the church. It's been demanding, but also exciting. For one of the things I enjoy most about ministry is when the imagination comes to the fore. We imagine new things and then make them happen. And so I think as we celebrate this All Saints' Day, we are well prepared to hear and respond to this gospel reading in which we find Jesus at his most poetic and memorable. His words are what became known as the Beatitudes or blessings, through which he invites his disciples to glimpse the imagination of God, an imagination that often seems so upside down to our view of the world. Think, for example, of the young unmarried teenage girl who is to be the mother of Jesus. Think of Saul, a persecutor who becomes the great evangelist Paul. God imagines more for us than we often think possible. And when I say imagination, let me be clear, this is not about making things up, more a glimpse of how things could be. And that's what the Beatitudes do, remind us of what could be. They captivate our imagination with those images of those who are hurt and broken and persecuted, being restored and renewed. That there is a kingdom for the poor in spirit, where the mourning will be comforted, where the meek will inherit the earth, where those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will see their dreams fulfilled, where the merciful will know mercy, and the pure in heart and the peacemakers will know God. It's sometimes interesting to see what comes next in the gospel after the little chunk we have set for the day. And today is a really good example, because after the Beatitudes, we hear Jesus telling his followers that they are to be salt for the world. Salt, of course, brings out the flavour in food. It seasons it. The followers of Jesus were, and still are, to be salt, to be imaginers who bring out the flavour of the world and help imagine a different future. And how we need this holy imagining as we consider the world today. How we need to imagine a different future. How we need people who hunger and thirst for righteousness. How we need peacemakers. And so on and so on. And maybe as you think of some of the saints that you have known and give thanks for today, perhaps part of what made them so attractive to you was their imagination, how they could see something in you or in the world around them that made you see things differently, that gave you hope, that captivated your imagination. Beloved, we are God's children now, we heard in our first reading. And it's sometimes helpful to remember that every one of us is a beloved child of God, and that each one of us has been given the gift of imagination to take the words of Jesus this day off the page and into our lives in whatever way we can, and then see what happens. For I do believe that when the creative Spirit of God is at work in the world, through us, surprising things happen. The trouble is, we've sometimes grown up a bit too much, left behind that childhood imagining, which I think we all know something of, no matter how old we are. So perhaps in this strange time, when life feels diminished and somehow more fragile and precarious, when we are wearied, perhaps this is a time to cultivate and nurture our God-given imagination. What might that look like for you? Well, that's perhaps for you to decide. But maybe it could be to use the winter months to catch up with those movies that can help inspire and change us, or read books that will stretch us into new understanding. Maybe it will be a chance to listen to music or pick up a pencil or draw and write. There's a special landmark coming out in December. It's not too late to submit something. Maybe it could be a time to sew or knit or embroider or cook or bake or try anything really that helps you to create, to imagine, to reconnect with that bit of you that we glimpsed in the child with the pencil in hand, pouring out their imagination on pieces of paper. Maybe it could be taking this gospel to heart, praying and living it as best we can, reflecting through it more deeply on the imagination of a God who lifts up the lowly and exalts the humble and meek time and time again. So perhaps another beatitude for our time on this great day in our calendar is, blessed are the imaginers, the saints who dream God's dream.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven,
was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary,
and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again.
In accordance with the scriptures.
He ascended into heaven.
And is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
And his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
The Lord, the giver of life.
Who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
Who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified.
Who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
United in the company of all the faithful and looking for the coming of the kingdom, let us offer our prayers to God, the source of all life and holiness. We pray for your church here and around the world. We give thanks that here in Whitkirk we are able to proclaim your name with no fear of persecution, and pray for those around the world who have the courage and strength to worship despite the threat of violence and intimidation. We pray for the Church of the Province of West Africa and its leader, the Most Reverend Jonathan Baobao Bonaparte Hart. Bless Nicholas, our diocesan bishop, and all ministers of your church, that by faithful proclamation of your word, we may be built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets into a holy temple in the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, for those who are hungry and thirsty and lack opportunities to improve their situation. We pray that those of us more fortunate act in a way to support and provide for the needy and take the right actions to stop those who would manipulate and exploit for their own gain. Give to the world and its peoples the peace that comes from above, that they may find Christ's way of freedom and life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, in particular for the residents of Kennerley Crescent. We also pray for those who work in our emergency services, fire brigade, police, and health service. We give thanks for their dedication and courage as they work to keep us all safe, so often putting their own safety behind that of others. We continue to be mindful of all those in our community who will be struggling with loneliness, and we pray for the insight, strength, and patience to be able to reach out and offer a friendly ear, comforting word, or offer of practical support. Hold in your embrace all who witness to your love in the service of others, all who minister to the needy, and all who bring light to those in darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for all those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers: George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson,
Liz Hayes,
and Kath Parkinson. Comfort and heal all those who suffer, give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have recently died: Alan Pawson, Daryl Yaff, Stuart Marsh. And on the anniversary of their death, Mary Allen, Percy Taylor, Eileen Webster, and Edna Hilton. Remember in your mercy all those gone before us, who have been well pleasing to you from eternity. Preserve in your faith your servants on earth, guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the whole company of your saints in glory, with whom in fellowship we join our prayers and praises. By your grace, may we, like them, be made perfect in your love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. With saints and martyrs through the ages, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Glory to you, O Lord, from the whole company of heaven, from the saints in glory, from your people on earth. Father, we give you thanks that in the darkness of this world your saints shine. May we with them have a share in your everlasting kingdom. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. There is no end of his greatness. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your power. All your works praise you, Lord, and your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom and speak of your power. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let everything bless him, his holy name for ever and ever.
May God, who kindled the fire of his love in the hearts of the saints, pour upon you the riches of his grace. Amen. May he give you joy in their fellowship and a share in their praises. Amen. May he strengthen you to follow them in the way of holiness and come to the full radiance of glory. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Following God's saints in the ways of holiness and truth, go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.